The Alaska Volcano Observatory first noted increased seismic activity beginning Sunday. Gay McJimsey is a volcanologist for the observatory. He says they noticed an uptick in seismic tremor as well as activity in satellite images.
We picked up a fairly intense thermal anomaly or elevated surface temperatures, which were hot enough to indicate that there was actual lava effusing out of the central cone in the caldera.
FAA cameras picked up on occasional ash bursts to 12,000 feet. The plume has not been consistent, however.
Well, there really isn't much of a plume. I mean, there have been a couple of little pops, and they were best shown in the FAA webcam yesterday, and they sort of just went up several thousand feet above the cone and were carried off to the northwest, and they were short-lived, so it was not a continuous burst. Vinny just doesn't typically have highly explosive eruptions. It can put an ash cloud up, but it's typically once it begins, lava is brought to the surface and it simply effuses out and onto the flanks of the cone inside and then flows down.
Veniaminoff's caldera is full of glacial ice and snow. Lava has been flowing onto that ice during this summer's eruption.
It has not been massive melting. There has been some. There hasn't been any real runoff out of the caldera, so what little bit of water is being generated is being stored.
McJimsey says the volcano's energy level has not been as high as the most recent lava effusion. He says Veni's eruptions tend to fluctuate.
Once it's an eruption, like it is right now, it does just exactly what it's doing. I mean, it waxes and wanes, can do this for weeks and months.
Alaska Volcano Observatory's alert level is watch, while the aviation color is orange. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.